Bonjour, bonjour, and welcome to Fiction After Lunch. I'm Mindy.
I'm depressed.
Why? Why are you depressed right now?
Because you asked what we're doing with our lives right before.
And then there was like a silent moment, and then I was like, hello.
Yeah, I'm Sam.
And I'm Neona.
Yeah. Hopefully Neona feels better.
Yes.
Than Sam.
It's quite all right.
Quite all right. Okay. Yeah. What? Yeah. Hello. What are we doing? Why are we here? What are we doing with our lives?
We are reading a story I wrote when I was in seventh grade, and the story is quite horrible, and I'm cringing very much, and it doesn't help with my depression.
So we continue in, like, how's it called? In reading the story, but you also mentioned before the recording that this part of the story is better than the last ones.
Yeah, I had to translate it, and I had to read it while translating, and I very much enjoyed this part.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me also.
I hope you don't have too high hopes.
No, we are having very high expectations.
Yeah, I expect at least like 9,933 words.
And also like literature Nobel Prize.
Yeah, yeah, you should use synonyms.
Do you like my cinematography?
Always. I enjoy it every day. What? Yeah, but before we go into the story... How are you both? What did you do today? We met again for dinner.
I just worked in the morning, and this was my whole day. Okay.
So you worked in the morning and then until
4, then I had to go home, which took a while, and then I was at home for, I don't know, 1.5 hours doing washing dish. No.
Mm, yeah.
Doing the dishes, yeah.
Yeah, doing the dishes. I was thinking it was like... Yeah.
Okay. 1.5 hours?
No.
How many dishes did you get?
Also answered some WhatsApp messages and stuff like this. Also sit a little bit down, relax my feet. Also not very interesting stuff. Which I wouldn't escape because it's not interesting.
I think that's very interesting because now in my head I have like the image of you doing all of this stuff at the same time. Yeah, with your right hand, you're like trying to wash the dishes with only one hand, and then on the left you're answering like mails or something, and then you're like sitting on like a sofa thingy in front of your carpet.
Or in front of my sink.
Yeah, yeah, in front of your sink. You don't even want to stand in front of it, and yeah. Then you're just resting 1 foot.
Yeah.
I think that sounds very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was your lunch also as interesting as this?
I didn't really had lunch because I was working, so I just eat a small thing in between.
What did you eat?
Bread. Just bread.
Because you worked in a bakery, right?
Yes.
Cool.
I know. It was a very, very interesting thing.
I'm imagining Leona putting bread in a bag and just taking a bite out of it. Before handing it to the customer.
Exactly.
While holding eye contact.
Oh, this would be so nice. Actually, I imagine that you like also don't have anything to put on the bread. So you just like cut open, like, how's it called? A Brötchen. A bread.
A bun.
You cut it open and normally you put like, I don't know, marmalade or some kind of stuff on the bread. But I can just imagine you, okay, I eat my bread today with more bread. And then you just take a different kind of bread and put it inside, like a pretzel or something. Bun with pretzel today.
Yeah, exactly. How my day was. Exactly. You described it into the last detail. No, there are of course things to put on the bread. I mean, it's amazing. There are also buns with things on it, like cheese or salad, or I don't know.
So you actually ate more than bread. Yeah, you had a sandwich.
Yeah, but it's also called sandwich when it's in a bun. I think, for me, in my head, sandwich always with toast bread. Yeah, so that's why I don't call it sandwich. But I also was thinking about the English word. I don't know if there's...
I think we already had this discussion.
We had this discussion.
With bra. And I think she lied to us, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, he lied.
But what was the real definition of sandwich? I forgot it. You showed me a video about, like, what could be a sandwich, and then it was, like, almost everything that you can put in between buns, and then it kind of developed into something completely different.
Yeah.
So I think, what did the video say? Like, cats are also bread, a sandwich, or this is, telephone is a sandwich. I don't know, it was very weird. I need to show you afterwards.
Yeah. Sounds weird.
But yeah, so maybe you had a sandwich or not.
Maybe.
Definition-wise, we are not so sure, but at least you had a little bit more than just bread.
Yes.
A dry bread.
No, it wasn't dry.
Yeah. But now your day is getting more exciting because you're spending the rest of your day with us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's the highlight of my day.
Yeah. My personal highlight was to tell you everything about Heaven's Official Blessing because I now need to mention this every episode because I try to get you into my cult.
Yeah. I will read the books.
Yeah, I will ask you every day, where are you?
Are you already there?
Yeah, have you read it already? Let's talk about it. Let's fangirl about it. And then in the end, you don't like it. Like,
Oh, it would be horrible.
Oh my god, I would cry. I would be like, oh no!
Why does she hate it?
I found finally a real friend who also likes the same stuff that I do and like, no, hashtag sad life. Yeah. But
yeah.
Do you want to go first? Do you want to go?
Go first because I didn't want to read the
book. Yeah. Opening the door for you.
Well, I did get a WhatsApp message from Neona.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And yeah. I can tell that you put a lot of work into it. It was an okay and a smiley.
Yeah, because you wrote something like, yeah, forget, never mind. And I was like,
yeah, okay. Well, you didn't reply. Because I was like, I know you don't like tuna. What is your opinion on salmon? And then later I was like, never mind, I have another idea. And you were like, okay.
At this point, I was already something like asleep because I saw it the next morning. And then the last thing I wrote was, never mind. And that's why, like, okay, then it's fine.
Like, 12:15 and, yeah. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's never mind.
Like, did you try to ask her about, like, your dinner's idea?
Yeah, what should I bring for dinner?
Oh, okay.
And I maybe haven't seen it, I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't that late, you're right. Then I don't know why I did not. Maybe I didn't saw it. Could be. I mean, yesterday was Sunday, so I did nothing besides laying in bed and not
doing the dishes.
Yeah, also doing the dishes because you have to do them every day, every time you eat. It's horrible.
You don't like doing the dishes?
Yeah.
Oh my.
I like it as you can like it. I mean, it's doing the dishes. It's not the best thing in the world.
Really, I actually enjoy it.
Okay, you can come to my house. Fun.
No, I think maybe because I have a routine for this, because every day before I go to bed, I take like 15 or 20 minutes just to do the dishes. And normally I put like some kind of YouTube video or like a podcast, which I normally look forward to the whole day next to doing like next to my sink. And then I just watch it while doing the dishes.
Lie in bed and watch the YouTube video. This would be much better than doing the dishes.
Could be better, but I don't know. I just try to combine an uncomfortable, not likable action into a more uncomfortable one.
While doing the dishes, but I mean, it's still not my favorite task. It has to be done because it has to be done. Hmm. Otherwise, I don't have dishes anymore. But it's not.
Hmm.
I'm not using a lot of dishes. I'm mainly using the mug you got from me Christmas. I got a Our Flag Means Death mug from Mindy, and I'm using it for everything. For every kind of fluid beverages, so I'm not only drinking tea and milk and juice out of it.
But also soup.
It for cereal and yogurt.
Okay.
I don't have even soup. Yeah, so I'm only using one thing, so I don't have a lot of dishes to do.
But that's very convenient.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I brought it you. It's actually a big one, so I can imagine how you can also eat like normal soup out of it and everything.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Enjoying every day with your cup, and then at some point, I don't know, it becomes your companion.
Yeah.
You also bring it to every occasion, just like using it for everything.
Yeah, I did bring it to the Christmas event, but I think I already talked about it even on the podcast.
Yeah, I guess. I think so.
So, my lunch was salmon.
Yeah, that's why you asked.
Yeah, I thought maybe I'd bring some salmon as well, but then I was like, no, I'm not eating it two times today.
Oh, okay. So you still have salmon at home? Or did you just eat everything?
I ate it at my parents' house before my dad brought me here. And also salad.
Ah, yeah, you were at your parents' place, and then after a while, like, your dad brought you here again.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I was a little bit confused when you wrote down, yeah, my dad will bring me. And I was like, why is your dad here? Why is your dad here? Ah, you were home.
Yeah.
So I just had, like, my mind had to work this out.
Yeah.
Because I was too occupied the whole day. Okay, my day was...
What
exciting.
What did you eat?
My lunch was very sad.
I think also dry bread.
Yeah, it actually was.
It really was dry bread. Not even butter or something.
I have like a trauma from my lunch today. No. So lunch was actually really good. Like, not the food, but I had a very, very good conversation with my research members. We talked about a deadly food all over the world and tentacles that can kill you and you eat it. Yes, we had very nice conversations. And my food was just like, in the morning, I was like, okay, I need to make something. I have 5 minutes. I need to go. And I have a meeting and everything. I thought that the meeting starts 30 minutes earlier. It didn't in the end.
No.
So I had to be there 30 minutes earlier and wake up a little, like, I didn't wake up earlier. So I had was a little bit in a rush. So I was like, I need to bring some lunch and everything. And I was like, just taking like dry bread, like two slices, just put some kind of, how's it called, cream cheese, curry flavored on it. It was actually, this was quite nice. But, and then I just put some kind of nuts. I throwed some kind of nuts on top of it. Just like, okay, I need something else. And some kind of dried apricot. So it was a very weird combination. Yeah. I just throw it also on top. I was like, okay, what do I have? What can I just throw on top? I didn't have the time to cut like a carrot or anything. So I was like, okay, this is my lunch, packed it in, and then just drove to the university. Yeah. And then I had my lunch, and actually I don't remember eating it because I was talking the whole time with the people.
Oh, yeah.
They were actually interested in Japan, so I was like excited.
Ah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Normally when they talk, I'm very like calm and like, ah, okay, then I just go with the flow of the conversation. But then so there was one Italian guy. So he's very nice. I like him. And he asked me specifically about Japanese food. And I was like, oh my God, I can tell you a lot about this. And then we talked about it and Korean food and everything. I was like, I was in my, how's it called?
Element.
In my element.
Nice.
And we had a very nice conversation. Yeah.
Yeah, normally Italians are very passionate about food.
I
recognize this.
Yeah.
Especially if you talk about pizza Hawaii.
Oh no! I think this can destroy nations.
I think so too.
Yeah. So this was actually quite fun. So I was in the office and I was a little bit anxious today. So I just went home and did some kind of home office. Because I just, like, lunch was okay, but then I had my social energy was already dried out. So I was like, okay, I will go home and do home office. I don't want to talk with people. And then I was really productive. I already told you before, I did 1 hour of like research and then 10 minutes of spending time on Discord. Yes, people. I think we already talked about this a lot, that I normally don't spend time online.
Mm-hmm.
But now I finally became an online person. Yeah. For the last 2 days, I wrote so many messages on Discord. It's horrible.
Yeah. Join our Discord server.
Join.
Yeah. Talk to Mindy. Listen to Mindy talk about
Heaven's official blessing. Yeah. Oh my god. Please, people, if someone reads it, please write me a message. I cannot stop talking about it. I'm already annoying people. But,
I didn't say
it. Sam is starting to cry. Just like, I hold a knife at her throat like, huh? You like it? You like Heaven's official blessing? If you don't.
We did start to watch the series, so we
didn't finish
it yet.
We still have to continue it. But I don't know where, which episode we were at. We can also start from the beginning again.
No. No.
Why no? I already saw it 3 times. I can watch it 4 times and 5 and 6 and more.
It's like me and Pride and Prejudice at the moment. I mean, I have this very extended version for my mother. And I watch it time after time because it's so long, in the end you don't remember the beginning, so you have to watch.
Oh, of course.
Of course. What else can you do?
Yeah, I'm already rethinking about, like, because the last, like, today's Monday, and from Friday to Sunday, I read 2 volumes of the book, Heaven's Official Blessing, and normally I need, like, 6 months or 7 months to read a book. Because I normally read before I go to sleep, and then I fall asleep, and then I don't read. But this time I was reading the whole day, even when I had a guest over, like Mac was here, and he was just lying in bed, and I was reading the book.
I mean, he's not a guest, he's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't have to care about it. Yeah, we took a walk once, so this was fine, and I talked about it.
That's enough.
That's enough.
He's walking while reading. Behind the book. Yeah. To watch out so you don't run into things.
Yeah. And also when I don't have the book with me, I was just talking with him about the stuff that happened in the book. Yeah. So I was like constantly in the mindset. Yeah, I was very distracted. And yeah, as I said, I finished the 2 books and now I'm like very in a fangirl mode. So I finally decided to join a Discord server.
Yeah.
Server. And to write a lot of messages, and I think I mentioned this before, that I was scared to write online people because I don't know them and they're strangers. But these people are so nice! Oh my god!
Nice.
They are so sweet! They wished us a good day today, so.
Nice.
And already, like, I talked way too much with them already. So this is an update from me. And yeah. Because this is actually fiction after lunch, but every time we meet for dinner, so what was our dinner? Sam was organizing it.
Fries. Air fried fries.
Nice.
And salad.
Yeah.
Salad with cabbage. A nice dressing. Mindy always makes nice dressings.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
Glad you liked it. I just tried to combine weird stuff together.
And this weird mayonnaise thing.
Oh my god.
What was it again?
Chickpea. Danish mayonnaise.
Yes.
Which actually tastes nothing like mayonnaise, but more like vinegar?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I mean, for me, it tastes okay to the fries. Because, yeah, you can eat it, but the others didn't like it.
No, I tried to find a person who I can sell this to, like, here, please take it. I will present it to you. I will gift it to you.
I'm presenting.
I tried to make an advertisement. Oh, yeah, look at this chickpea mayonnaise. It's half full and doesn't taste good, but please take it.
And what's Haltbarkeitsdatum in English?
Expiration date.
Ah, yes, expiration date is reached in 2 weeks.
Yes. So you need to eat it now.
Here on this podcast.
Yeah, if anyone wants to get my chickpea mayonnaise, which I don't like, please take it from me.
This offer is only valid for 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah, and if it's still in my fridge after 2 weeks, then I don't know if you like.
Write us at fictionafterlunch@gmail.com if you want this mayonnaise.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. If anyone does this, I would definitely write him back. Bye.
Them back, yeah.
Yeah, I... So, now you know.
Everyone back.
Everyone. And...
Yeah, quick animation update. I'm restructuring the animation because I learned a lot from the other project I'm currently working on with the other people who are more experienced and more organized than me. So I'm doing a different thing with the voice lines now. And I'm also restructuring the art style. And Mindy will be drawing new characters. So here's the animation update. Today I got new voice files in. Bra and Will finally did the voice lines. Bra is voicing three different characters. I'm a huge fan of that. And also Tia sent me.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Mine you will get tomorrow.
Thank you.
So you already know what you're voicing, or?
Yeah, I sent the thing. And I think I also have to send you the drive folder still, because we are now...
Yeah, possible.
Yeah, organizing it over Drive because it's way more organized.
I think it's good that you can learn like a lot of, how's it called?
A lot of shit from other people.
Yeah, I didn't want to express it this way, but I think it's true, yes. So this is nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I think the characters that I drew for now were like, I'm trying to do more like a chibi style, which is easier to draw without like a lot of shadowing, so I can do more figures in less time.
That's fine.
Okay.
Fine. I can work with it.
Yeah. But it will still take some time to draw the other ones.
Yeah. And you tell me whatever characters you don't want to do, and I ask other people who already put me in other works, and I know some who do art.
I actually like your style for Walter and Floppy. I really
wanted to tell you I'm not... I
keep oh my
Walter
God.
And Floppy.
Please!
They're the only characters I can truly draw. Walter, Floppy, and I think also Jim, because it's
oh, yes.
a very unique style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This you should definitely like continue. I like Floppy and Walter, like... They are perfect.
Yeah, those.
But yeah, the other characters we can just like see who can draw them best.
So you are drawing.
Okay, I will draw myself. Amber, I currently drew like an anime style, which I quite liked.
And also Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Gia also.
Not Gia, but perhaps Paula.
Okay.
Maybe Creon wants to draw Lucy, but I have to ask them because...
Lucy, I also like your style, by the way, but... For Lucy, I also like your style a lot.
I mean, Creon would have to draw Lucy still with the eye patch, so... they can draw it much better than I can, but Creon also is in the project I'm at, because... Mm-hmm. They recommended me to get into the project. Actually, those people are their friends, so yeah.
Aww. So there's like a lot going on.
A lot of... Yeah.
Now you're excited. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's true, but when you talk this much by now...
Yeah.
Oh, have we already talked so much? Like, we were already talking a lot, like, when you arrived.
That's true.
Yeah.
So much talking today.
Communication. So, let's go to a different cheese. No, this is bad. What happened last time?
I mean, I wrote the story. Actually, you have to remember what happened.
Oh, damn it.
Well, there was this ugly house.
Oh, yes. My host.
I forget his name.
Gordon.
Gordon, yes, thank you. I was in my head George, but...
So, George is living in the same house.
My neighbor George, you know.
Yeah.
Best bro.
Yeah. He's always complaining about noises in the house.
Yeah. Even when I'm not there, he's complaining. So what about George and Gordon? What is their relationship?
Well, they both live in an ugly house.
Ooh, now it's getting spicy. Yeah, so Gordon was going home with Rico and Trudy, and Trudy was like, this is where you live? You peasant? She was only thinking about just like making, I don't know, saying how ugly his house or something like this, and just like felt a little bit insecure in the area. Insecure. Yeah.
Unsafe.
Unsafe. What did I say?
Insecure is more like unsure.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe also.
Yeah,
but not safe.
She felt insecure about the relationship.
Oh!
Because she wants to marry a rich guy.
Yes.
Yeah. In a big villa, in the pool.
Yeah. And this is clearly not gone.
Yeah. So was she... So she once wanted to end the relationship. Then she came back and said, okay, let's be in a relationship. And now she saw his house and she's again like, okay, let's end this relationship. Or what
she's
what was the end?
She's ending it, but she's like, oh, wow. Huh.
Love gun.
But her brother, so Rico, had to comfort her because she was not very happy about the life situation of Gordon, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I think I completely suppressed these memories, and I was only thinking about the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what happened afterwards, if there was anything. I just also remember...
I think they just went home, right?
Yeah, maybe. Could be.
Oh, they got in the bus, and...
Bus?
Ah, Marcy was also there.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure if you
were... Yeah. She put a note or something.
Oh, yes!
You will regret it or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Break up or you will regret it.
Ah, yes, exactly. Yeah. I think this was close to the end.
Yeah.
Because this was the last line we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't we assume that... No, Trudy actually, I think she destroyed the paper or anything?
I think she did.
Or was it our prediction?
Yeah, could be.
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
No, I think she did. She did destroy it because now she was determined again to be in a
relationship. This girl.
Roller coaster of feelings.
Oh my God. So let's see if she, I don't know, still wants to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
So let's go into the chapter. So we do it as last time. Neona is narrator, you're Trudy and I do voices? Or?
Yes, I think that's the best way.
Okay.
Are you prepared?
I hope my English is better today, but I don't have the feeling.
I don't have the feeling.
If you want, you can be Trudy and I do.
No, it's fine. I can be the narrator. Okay. I have to practice.
Yeah, I think you told me that Trudy is very passive-aggressive today, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Better if you do it.
Okay.
Sam can do a very good passive-aggressive attitude.
What are you saying?
I like your so I just scrolled down and the first thing that we saw was trigger warning.
Dead cat,
yes.
Yeah, again.
We didn't mention now, so we should. So I think Sam was just like, yeah, if we don't mention it in our casual conversation, then we should mention this as a trigger warning.
Yeah, it's this time it's not graphic anymore, but if you don't want to listen to this from here on. I mean, you already listen to us talk for a while now, so yeah.
If you still don't know how explicit this podcast is, then I have no idea.
If this is the first episode you're listening to, hello and welcome. The story sucks.
Very good introduction.
It has dead cats, so if you don't like this topic or are very sensitive to it, maybe it's a good part to stop and maybe go to the next episode.
Well, we'll also talk about dead cats, but...
you can give it a try, I guess. Maybe there will no dead cats, like, not
perhaps
one next time. Or maybe the next time.
Yeah.
What has happened so far?
Trudy sometimes feels watched. A cat has been killed. And it continues.
Yeah. Best summary so far.
Yeah. While Rico cooked lunch, I picked some flowers and placed them in the spot where Sebastian was buried. What kind of sick bastard killed him? And why? Why? I stood in the front of the grave for a while, thinking and not finding an answer. Then my brother called me because dinner was ready. There were scrambled eggs. Yummy.
You sat down some to eat.
I like that you have in brackets like, yum.
I don't remember what I wrote in German.
Yummy, kind of? Maybe.
Ah, I think lecker.
Ah, okay. Yeah, scrambled eggs are nice. Especially when they're like fluffy. Oh, I love them fluffy.
We used to have chickens when I was a little kid. And we often had something with eggs. So that's why I love scrambled eggs so much. Semlor.
They were very cute. You showed me pictures.
Yes, I did.
Now Sam is alive.
Yeah. Chickens. Woo.
Hey, now don't look like 7 years of rainy weather. Remember, Gordon is coming over tomorrow.
Rico said at a point, and immediately I involuntarily beamed.
Rico said at one point, and immediately I involuntarily beamed.
Involuntarily?
Yeah. Oh, I still have to bake cookies because I promised,
I replied.
But leave some for Dad. Then he'll be happy and maybe go to the movies with us on Saturday or something.
I forgot that they still have a dad.
They have a family, right?
Yes. It feels like it's just them, both them. No one else.
Yeah. The family is normally like on like, how's it called? Not vacation. But they're outside of the country because of work and something. Yeah. Maybe the mother is not like died already and she's not there, so there's only the dad.
Do you have a mother?
I think it was never mentioned. Like, the dad was just mentioned. I never heard of him before, actually.
I think the dad has been mentioned before.
Ah.
And it was said that he was at work because he's always at work and working late, but he is in the country. And I think I can spoiler this. He will appear later.
Oh. So he will have a appearance. Nice.
Yes. You got it.
After we finished eating, I helped Rico wash up before we did homework. And later, I actually produced an entire baking sheet full of chocolate chip cookies. It smelled all over the house.
Oh my god. I actually wanted to bake, like, this Starbucks chocolate chip cookies.
Not sponsored?
Not sponsored. But, like, you use the recipe, you can find it online and just do it yourself, like chocolate chip cookies recipe, where the dough is, like, very soft inside and crispy outside. Mm. And oh my god, they are so nice. I wanted to bake them, but I had to read volumes and books, so I had no time. Unfortunately, I couldn't bake them, so maybe next time.
When the cookies had cooled, I put them in a tin, put the tin in the cupboard, and finally sat down next to Rico on the sofa and we watched cartoons on TV.
Oh.
So around 8, the front door bell rang. I got up, went to the door and opened it. One look outside and I winced, but it had been predictable and it would come soon.
It would come soon. Hey.
Good evening, Mrs. Carlson.
I said politely, with a slight tremor in my voice.
Tremor. Wait a second.
Tremor?
Good evening, Mrs. Carlson. But it's politely. Okay.
Who is this Mrs. Carlson?
You will find out now.
A neighbor.
Our neighbor stood before me. Her long white hair was disheveled, and her eyes behind her glasses were red, as if she had been crying.
Oh no. I need to do it, right?
I can do it if you want.
No, let me try. Oh, little Trudy, it's so terrible. My dear little Savvy is gone. If only he hadn't been run over by one of those horrid boxes on wheels. Smelly they are, and always moving too fast.
I'm sure your cat wasn't run over by a car, Mrs. Carlson.
I killed it! Hey, look at my gravestone in my garden. Oh my. He just didn't come home in the evening. Why does the good Lord do such a thing to me?
The poor old lady is so tears from her wrinkled cheeks.
Misery! I love this.
How did I even come up with
this? This is actually very funny. I like her. My dear little Sammy.
She took out a flower-embroidered cloth handkerchief. We stood silently facing each other for a while. I realized neither could I continue to watch the old lady cry, nor could I lie to her and say that everything would be all right.
Good night, Mrs. Carlson.
I said and simply closed the door.
What? Oh my god, now I get why you like this chapter. Oh my god.
All right.
There's a crying old lady in front of your house and you're like, okay, bye bye.
I'm going to pretend like I didn't kill your cat.
Okay, Trudy's very... I like her.
She finally is likable.
Finally. Being mean to old people. No, don't be mean to old people.
I took a deep breath. The whole affair hurt my heart.
Oh.
Quite upset, I went back to the living room.
Who was it?
My brother asked.
Mrs. Carlson.
Oh dear, what did you say?
Rico asked.
Try digging under the hedge in our backyard for your kitten. What do you want me to say?
Oh, I would have laughed it if she said this to the old woman.
I hissed angrily.
Okay, calm down. It's been a long day for you.
Rico turned off the television.
I'll make us some tea, and then you should go to sleep. You look tired.
All right. Thanks. Beautiful dialogue. Beautiful.
Yeah, the dialogue improved here. It was very nice.
Yeah.
Oh my god. The moment when she was just like, yeah, I'm going now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good night, Mrs. Carlson.
Just imagine Mrs. Carlson just... It's not going away.
Yeah, she's still in front of the door, crying.
Yeah, and then Gordon will come to the door and he's like, okay, is this the right address? And he just sees an old woman and a gravestone and everything.
They didn't put a gravestone, but I like that you said that she should show her the grave.
Just like, yeah, do you know where's my little dear Sebby? And they're like, okay, I will show you.
Mm-hmm.
Look under this dirt. What? No.
That's what you wanted to say.
Yeah. Trying to hold back, Trudy. Yeah. I actually really enjoyed this chapter. It's been very nice.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah. No Gordon.
No, yeah. Ugly houses.
No ugly houses. Just actually cookies, a crying old woman, dead cats. Perfect. I love this chapter. My favorite third chapter so far. They were watching cartoons.
Yeah.
I also watched cartoons all the time as a child, so. But I also liked that so around 8 p.m. the front door bell rang.
Yeah.
Just like Mrs. Carlson was watching her clock and was like, okay, now it's time. Now I will go over. Punctual at 8 p.m. I will go over and just like ask my neighbors where my cat is.
It was only around 8, so.
So 8:01.
Perhaps.
Maybe also 8:02.
Oh.
Maybe 7:59.
Oh. Yeah, it could be everything, right?
Yeah.
I've never what could happen next time?
Oh, I think it's very hard to predict from this point.
Yeah, we know that Gordon will...
Yeah, Gordon will come.
Come and see the old woman crying in front of the house.
Yes.
And...
Maybe also the father will come at some point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everyone will stand in front of the house. Like, first of all, there will be Gordon. And then Mrs. Carlson is saying something mean to him.
And then he's also crying.
And then and Gordon is crying. And then the father comes home, he sees like two people crying in front of his house.
And then he also cries.
And sad. Yeah, he's just sad from work or something happened. And he's like, just joins the people crying. And then the other neighbors join the activity.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're like, oh yeah, it's a crying activity, let's go there.
It's a crying activity, let's go there.
Yeah. openly expressing your feeling signs get put up. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Mindy is crying now.
I'm crying. Because I mean, what is this imagination? Yeah, I would love this to happen, actually. And then Trudy is just like, okay, what have I done? Why didn't I just comfort her? Or just kicked her out of something, out of the yard. Front yard.
Ma'am, I want you to leave.
Otherwise, I will call a police officer.
Or maybe she will take money for people crying in front of your house. Like, when it's an official crying activity with, like, a sign and something, and people go there to cry because they want to cry,
uh-huh.
Then she's like, okay, this is my... like, actually for my parents, the place, but I don't care. She's like, okay, this is my... How's it called? Business? My ground? My front yard? Belongs to my family? You're here crying? So now you need to pay. And then she gets, like, 1 euro from everyone and stuff.
Maybe.
And she asks maybe when, I don't know, when there are 20 people, 20 euro can do more than one scrambled egg. Or chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. I just wanted to say this, yeah.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
What is your prediction?
I'm totally happy with your prediction.
So you join my crying activities?
Yes.
Perfect.
I chose.
Let's cry.
Together.
Oh, yes!
Yeah.
What the hell? So it's just like, I like this chapter, but now she's reconsidering her life choices.
Mm-hmm. Like every time, maybe.
Yeah, every time when we read the story. Yeah, but I really liked it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make the story better if... But from here, it's going downhill again.
Oh, no!
So it was just a little bit up, and then bam.
Yeah.
So maybe no one is crying in the next chapter, and there will be love again.
No! Dawn is coming over, so it's...
Oh, no!
Cheesy date, maybe.
Ooh. And she will feed him chocolate chip cookies. Ooh. And it will melt on his finger or something.
Just licking the fingers.
Oh, no! Okay, no, this is going too far. This is now 18 plus for me. therefore, the novel which I read is like 18 plus because they hold hands. So like, this was way too much. This is now... 25 plus for me. Licking fingers? No.
No, this can't happen.
Yeah, you can just go to our Instagram.
Fiction After Lunch.
Tumblr.
Fiction After Lunch.
YouTube.
Fiction After Lunch.
Twitter.
Fiction and Lunch.
And you can also support us on Patreon or Ko-fi. Fiction After Lunch.
Yeah, we also put stuff there.
Please.
Okay. Please.
Wait in review.
Wherever you can.
This would be a huge help.
And we would really appreciate it. If you send us a screenshot of a 5-star review from wherever you could review and a prompt, Sam will write a little 500 to 750 word story for you, which we will read on the podcast. Prompt can be from season 1 or 2. Or... a fan fiction, if we talked about the series before on the podcast or just the fandom.
Now I'm scared.
Yeah, currently I'm right. Today I updated my Knives Out fan fiction. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. My voice died.
Did you drink milk?
Maybe. Maybe I should afterwards. No, I'm too scared of food. This is a good point where we can end the episode.
I mean, it's the ending of the episode, so we...
Yeah, so thank you for listening. What should be our last sentence?
Goodbye, Mrs. Carson.
Oh my, yes, let's do this.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Carson. Okay, yeah. So thank you for listening. It was very nice. See you next time. And 3, 2, 1. Good night, Mrs. Carson.
Okay. course. With strawberries and cream, and then they're putting it in their mouth, and then it gets dirty from this point on.
Less than Neona, of course, but...
You don't have to say, like, how is your cheese, and...
Yeah.
How is your cheese?
How is your cheese? Interesting. Next time I've asked it.
Takes out like a cheese from the bag or pocket.
And then why is there cheese in your pocket?
And then he's like, I'm glad that you ask.
About holes.
Wait a moment. Oh, I don't know if I like this chapter. No.
There's also a chapter for research.
Oh yeah, let's do some chocolate research. Bonjour, bonjour. This is just a small part from our outtakes, where you can find the full version on our Patreon, Fiction After Lunch. We hope you had a great time with this episode, and listen to you next time. Bye-bye.